when crypto is down and the stock market is down and all of your investments are in the negative, how does that make you feel? Do you feel as if you should have never even started investing? Or do you feel confident in what you're doing? Let me know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. But we're going to get into it in this video, and we're going to be talking about investing risk. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? It's your boy Ty, and I appreciate you coming to check me out on my channel. If you're new here, go ahead, hit that like button and subscribe to the channel so you can come back and see me. I always have plenty to talk about, and my channel is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. Today, we're going to be talking about investing, and we're going to talk about something that comes along with every investment: risk. Every investment you can make has a certain level of risk involved. Some have slightly lower risk than others. Prime example: stocks have, a certain amount of risk depending on what type of stock you choose to invest into. Dividend stocks, for example, they are typically the safer stocks, and they are safer because those stocks pay a dividend to their shareholders, and a dividend stock that pays a consistent payout to its shareholders is considered very safe because the shareholders know that no matter what happens to the market or the price, they will receive their dividends off strong companies. But it's a certain amount of risk involved with that too, because a company could stop paying out its dividend during times of market uncertainty or when the company is going through some things. Prime example: Delta, all the airlines, for example, stopped paying a dividend to the shareholders when COVID hit. Not even sure if they all came back from that yet, but they stopped paying the dividend to their shareholders. That's why people like Warren Buffett, he sold some of his dividend stocks that he had that were in the airline field. So he sold some of his airline stocks like Delta. Everybody was like, oh man, Warren Buffett sold Delta, we shouldn't touch it. Okay, Warren Buffett sold it because they no longer paid him the money that they promised him. He put a massive amount of money into a certain stock and was hoping for a certain amount of payout back. Of course, the airline field got hit hard during COVID, so he sold a lot of it. But at that time too, those airline stocks became prime real estate for like growth stock investors, because their price tanked down and then, they doubled during the pandemic because they shrunk, and then like I said, the market started to recover and they went back to where they fell from. So some people did capitalize off those stocks as growth stocks, but we're talking about dividend stocks. So dividend stocks are typically safe, but something like that could happen to a dividend stock. But that's why when you look for dividend companies, you should look for dividend companies that are typically safer and pay out a consistent dividend payment, like Dividend Aristocrats. The Dividend Aristocrats have the title because over the last 25 years, they have consistently paid out a dividend and increased it. So a company that has that title, they don't want to lose that title. You see what I'm saying? It took them a while to get on the list. So typically those companies will still pay that dividend and increase their dividends even during times of uncertainty, because they want to stay a dividend aristocrat. And there's other dividend companies besides the aristocrats that are decent, like REITs, which are real estate investment trusts, and they are basically real estate stocks. Those stocks too are kind of safe, slow, steady growers that pay out a decent dividend. Me, I love REITs. Like, a lot of my retirement investment account is comprised of a lot of REITs. A lot of REITs and a few aristocrats, but a lot of REITs, because they pay out a nice dividend payment. And when you retire, you kind of want to be able to sit on your stocks and receive that dividend payment. And then maybe when you die, you can give it to a family member, your portfolio. But this has a small amount of risk. I'm talking about dividend investing. Alright, kind of went back in the full circle when we talk about dividend investing. The risks involved with dividend investing are small. Now, on the other spectrum of things, we're talking about stocks. You have penny stocks. Alright, so penny stocks are extremely risky, but they are the type of stocks or investments that could double, triple, times 10 your money if, you know, the market goes in that penny stock's favor. So you could invest in penny stocks and hope for nice capital gains. And like I said, the risk involved with that though is extremely high, because a lot of penny stocks lose people money. You know, if you had a crystal ball and could see that perfect penny stock, I mean, more power to you, right? And everyone hopes to have that perfect pick. I even, you know, have invested into a penny stock or two, and everyone hopes to have that perfect crystal ball. But a lot of times it doesn't happen, you know? So this is an extremely risky play when you're talking about penny stocks. Like I said, it's opposite from the dividend investing, because dividend investing is safer because the shareholders know that they will receive a dividend payment. But penny stocks, again, are completely opposite, and they're volatile, but you can make massive gains off of that. So we're talking about low risk stocks and high risk stocks. And then you have those in the middle, like the Apples, that are dividend stocks and growth stocks, because a penny stock is just a, you know, pure growth stock. And you have those companies like Google, doesn't pay a dividend, but it is very valuable. So when people buy Google stock, they are hoping that Google, you know, their business does well and their price continues to go up. You know, that's kind of like value investing, but it too isn't the safest place, because Google is a stock that doesn't pay a dividend. So it could be a bad year or two bad years for growth stocks. So Google and all the other growth stocks might go down for a whole year, and you're like, dang, I just lost a lot of money from big name companies. But because the market was, you know, going through a phase, you lost a lot of money. Again, that's kind of in the middle with that risk. But if you don't like those type of risks, you could always go to dividend investing. And even if the price of the stock goes down, you made money off dividends all year. You see what I'm saying? Opposed to holding a stock that just went down and didn't pay you anything back. So again, we're talking about the stocks. You know, you have low risk stocks, medium risk stocks, and then you have those high risk stocks. So it's all based on what you want to do with your investing and your personality. Then we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is extremely risky. I'm involved in crypto and invested in cryptocurrency, and I just started investing heavily, like in altcoins and things like that, heavily in cryptocurrency this year. And I have a few crypto picks, you know. I think my crypto picks will do well. But I do understand that crypto is extremely risky and it's a whole new territory. And who knows what could happen to crypto? You know, worst case scenario, right? Worst case scenario, all countries ban crypto. And at that moment, all of my crypto goes to like zero, right? Well, I understand that risk. And I'm only putting in crypto what I can afford to lose. You know, I don't want to lose anything. Nothing. I would be mad if I lost anything that, you know, and it went to zero and I can't get it back. But cryptocurrency has that possibility, you know, because it's still new. It's still legislation coming out trying to regulate cryptocurrency. So just be aware of that. Crypto is a new field, but it's extremely risky. But the reason I am willing to risk so much on cryptocurrency is I do believe that life is a bunch of risks. If you don't take risks, if you don't take a little risk, you will never see those exponential gains. Those exponential gains can mean a lot. So we just finished talking about dividends and dividend investing. One of the best things about dividend investing is receiving the dividends and, you know, getting that kickback. But dividend investing takes time to build that snowball effect. And it takes time, especially if you are someone that doesn't have a lot of money. It takes time to slowly increase, you know, how much you're putting into a certain stock or your stocks, and you're getting more back from dividends, because you have to put a lot into dividend investing to get a lot back. And time is what really, you know, makes dividend investing. Dividend investing grows over time. If you watch the video that I put out about making your child a millionaire, the reason you can make your child a millionaire is because you can invest now, and by the time your child is an adult, you know, they will be well off. So time is going to stack for you investing with your child. If you put the money in, that time is going to go by and you're going to stack. And that's when dividends really become powerful. But if you are, you know, in your 30s, 40s, 50s, it might take you a little bit more time that you don't have to build up your dividends. So that's kind of what turns some people off about dividend investing. Dividend investing, you have to put a lot in and it takes time. Flip the script and go back to cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, man, you can get rich quick. You can get rich quick. And like a year or two's time, you can double, triple, and quadruple your money. Some people times 10 their money in like a year or two. 2 years. That sounds highly appealing to a lot of people. Again, but you know, you're gonna have to be able to take that risk to get that money. It's not for the weak hearted. You have to be willing to take the risk to get massive gains. You know, if you can't take the risk, you should just go to something slow and steady like dividend investing. you know. Me, I'm playing both fields. Like I said, if you follow my channel, last year I racked up and built up a solid dividend. It was mainly dividend companies I invested in, but I threw a little bit of growth companies in there too. But I stacked up heavily on dividends and dividend stocks and dividend companies. So I stacked up heavily on that, and I feel like I got a solid portfolio, you know, with dividends and things of that nature. And now I'm flipping, and this year was my crypto year. I wanted to get some growth, or, you know, a little bit of risk in, and I was going to use crypto to do that. I feel like crypto was doing better. I mean, the market is, you know, going through it right now, but I felt like crypto was better than any penny stock, because crypto was like going crazy. And I do believe in crypto. Everybody, we're going to talk about crypto a little bit. Hey, I got nothing but time. I kind of like doing these videos because I can talk for days. And if I gotta pay the bills. If you are interested in, you know, the best stock picks, check out The Motley Fool. Check out the comment section and the description. And you can check out The Motley Fool. You know, you can start investing in them. I mean, with them, and they have pretty decent stock picks. If you are questioning what you're doing in the market, you know, check The Motley Fool out. And if you want to be on top of things with your dividend investing, make sure you check out Dividend Watch. I use Dividend Watch and The Motley Fool in my shorts. What you see in my shorts, I use Dividend Watch and The Motley Fool. But with The Motley Fool, of course, I only show the free articles that are online to the public. And same thing with Dividend Watch. I just show you guys a lot of the perks, like the dividend calculator and the dividend growth, how easy you can look it up on Dividend Watch. All right, those are two things that I use, and I'm just putting them out to you guys so you guys can check. Of course, I would get affiliate kickback, but like I said, I got to pay the bills. I got to do a little bit of promotion. But anyway, back to it. As I was saying, I believe in cryptocurrency because cryptocurrency is something new and is very popular. Institutions want to know about cryptocurrency. Everywhere online wants to know about cryptocurrency, wants to know what's the best cryptocurrency. And at some point, I do think a digital dollar will be more beneficial, you know, to get all the countries on the same page. I do believe that would be, you know, very beneficial. That was kind of the purpose of Bitcoin and things like that. But which one? That's a lot of fake cryptocurrency projects out here. There's a lot of cryptocurrency projects that just want people's money. I get that. But what I see could happen, and walk with me for a little bit. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a crypto expert or a stock expert. I just, you know, invest in the market and I do what I do. I think I've been doing very well for myself. But what I see is, okay, let's say you have crypto projects like Ethereum, who already have the roadmap for like so many different cryptocurrencies, even Bitcoin, and they like control the roadways for that. Let's say some of these big institutions, one of these big institutions really wants to get in on crypto. And I'm just using Ethereum for example. You can use Ethereum or AMP token. I love AMP token, and I fully believe this about AMP token too. We're gonna talk about these too. But let's say one of these big banks or these companies with corporations with a lot of money behind them, they want to get in on crypto all of a sudden, and they want to start their own crypto. How many times have you seen a stock or a company come in and acquire another company because that other company was competition, or acquire another company because they had maybe the software or part of the development process down on a certain patent or something that they wanted. They acquire them, right? Walk with me. Let's just say the U.S. government wanted to go ahead and push forward their own cryptocurrency. Okay, all right. So now they want to get in the field. They want to make sure they can, and then they want to, you know, make sure they can integrate with different cryptocurrencies on a strong network, and they could buy. I mean, I don't know how likely this is, but they can buy a cryptocurrency that already has the infrastructure, like an Ethereum or like AMP token, who is, you know, already out there and made countless deals with a lot of companies. You can go to Chipotle and pay in AMP token, you know, because they support the Flexa network. That right there is something to think about, and I feel like that could be a possibility for crypto too. You know, I know the whole purpose of crypto was to not have to, you know, deal with the government and, you know, kind of put the money back in the people's hand. But that would be crazy, right? I feel like that's very possible for one of these big corporations to do. They can go and buy up a crypto that has the makings of what they want to do with their own crypto. If they already have the makings, all you gotta do is change the name, put your name on it, and keep it rocking. I feel like that could happen with certain cryptocurrencies. But yeah, that's just my thoughts. I think that could happen. So that's one reason that I'm into cryptocurrency, and I believe crypto could do big things. That's one of the many reasons. But another reason is that, you know, if you want to be part of that next wave or be on the next wave, like everybody was talking about, you know, when the internet came out and being behind computers in the internet and the internet. A lot of people didn't want to get down with it and, you know, didn't believe in the internet. But the people that stayed and said, hey, this is going to be the future here, they made massive amounts of money. And that's why I feel like crypto could do too. But it has to weed out the fake. There's a lot of fake cryptocurrencies out here, and they just probably want to get you, you know. But it's extremely risky. It's extremely risky. Because again, all of that could go down the drain and backfire. So that's what I'm saying. You have to understand what you can tolerate. So if I lost all my money from cryptocurrency, which I almost lost all of it. How's this market been doing? But if you lost all of it today, what would you do? Would you be mad? Would you like, God dang, I should have done this, you know? You gotta know you. Me, I'm content with risking my money on crypto for this wave. You know, at some point, of course, I'm gonna stop risking my money on cryptocurrency. But yeah, while it's down, I'm buying all year. As long as cryptocurrency is red, I'm gonna buy. And my stopping point is next year. You know, around the first, at that point, I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna go back to investing into my dividends. But I have a nice chunk over, you know, somewhere waiting for cryptos to boom. You know, waiting for cryptos to boom. That's all. So if you want to be in a safer investment, check out dividend investing. If you want to, you know, potentially get massive gains, just understand it's risk involved with that. You know, you got to put yourself out there to see if you can attain it. You know, you might fail, but at the end of the day, you got to know your own personality. And I feel like, you know, that is the key to investing. That's the key to investing. So when the market goes down and it's red, you have some people that, you know, are mad, but you got some people that are like, yes, I'm going to buy more. You just got to know which type of person you are. And based off that, you know, pick the best investments that you can that suits you. All right. I appreciate y'all sticking with me, listening to me. You know, like I said, I like doing these videos and it helps me get stuff off my chest too. Huh? But I appreciate you guys. Be on the lookout for the winner, because I'm going to be announcing it July 1st. Hopefully I can get up here and announce it July 1st. The winner to the first part of my $100 stock simulator challenge. If you haven't checked that video out, make sure you check it out. And, you know, come join in the fun. You can still join in the fun. All right. Peace.